Better. You should drink your own urine. No, it's actually just cold green tea. Not that fucking... Oh. It must be on the mend, I think. I pedalled. Did a slow ride for 2 km. Stopped for a coffee and a big sort of big dim sim. Had that, had a rest. And rode maybe 2.5 km back. It's nothing really strenuous, it's just it's just a slow pace, you know. If you build your own bikes and you've got really good high pressure tyres, the rolling resistance is low. We're in the flatlands, there's no wind. So it's not like it's, you know, head down, ass up, riding a racing bike, you know, through the fucking hills, you know. But it's a start, it's a good start. So it knocks me around a fair bit, but you know, you go by the sort of the feeling of the heart, you know. If it's you know when you're going, fuck, oh, it's a bit of a strain, you know, and you back off or you don't go as fast or as far, you know. But yeah, it's mainly to get the blood circulating out of the legs, you know, to get the legs, when the muscles in the legs contract, they pump the blood back up into the body, whereas if you're sort of, you're a bit of an office jockey, all the blood tends to run down into your legs, and then your heart has to sort of enlarge and really pump to get it down and then back up into the body, you know. So that's the reason for it. I mean, it's quite nice riding a bicycle. So yeah, nothing too strenuous, but I was thinking about that, having a weird dream about Mercury today, you know, where you sort of wake up out of a dream and you're kind of not sure if it was fucking real or what's really going on in the world is real, you know. That sort of, sometimes I have those sort of transitional sort of states. Yeah. And my videos are picking up viewership. The feminists are highly offended, so they must be screeching, you know. Pissing their panties and scream, misogyny, you can't say that. Well, I can. Fuck. Misogyny. Patriarchy. I was thinking about that. I really like my own videos, and I like them because they're really short and punchy. And I guess that sort of tells you about me as a person, because I don't have the attention span. I mean, you know, there's plenty of fucking people who make brilliant content. It's really good, you know, but I don't have the attention span to sort of sit there, you know. Like, there's regional issues which are sort of specific to those people in those locations, and some of that's a bit interesting, but, you know, I just don't have the attention span to sort of listen to sort of 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hour fucking podcasts, you know. I just, you know, it's like when the ads, I mean, I don't watch TV, but when you're ringing up on someplace on the phone and they've got the robot autoresponders, you know, or the robot bloody answering services, and I just had to put, if you're press button one, press button two. And I fucking mentally switch off. You know, sometimes I'll have to go through the fucking routine of, to hear these options again, please press star. You know, and I might have to go through it like 2 or 3 times because I just fucking switch off, you know. Oh, yeah, star, yeah, fuck, yeah.
Press button one.
Oh, star, you know. So, you know, I don't have much of an attention span. So, yeah, it's a beautiful night, though. That's about 22 degrees centigrade and Celsius. And it feels like it's about 46%, maybe 47% humidity. And, yeah. God, have I got some work to do. Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've got to go do some shopping soon, too. That's a fucking epic. See, a lot of the hardware stores and that, the oil-based enamels, like the really super white, the reason why they paint wheat silos, you know, steel ones, the reason why they paint them super gloss white, is it because it reflects a lot of the fucking heat, you know. So if you've got toolboxes on your car that are aluminium, they actually get really fucking hot, you know, too hot to the touch. And I've noticed that because I've run out of the foundation sort of paints, but it's wide enough, you know. Oh, fuck. Back to fucking here. Yeah, the reason why they paint the wheat silos, the steel wheat silos white, is because it reflects all the heat, you know. And with painting the toolboxes, I've got the foundation whites on. You know, etching the aluminium, then applying an etching primer, and then, you know, a base coat of white. But Aldi had on sale on Saturday 1 litre tins of gloss white epoxy, which is pretty much what I want. But most of the hardware stores are selling that for about, I don't know, $40, $50 a litre or some shit, you know. And although I kind of have a genuine love-hate relationship with Aldi, because they do some absolutely atrocious fucking products, you know, and they fuck you around to the nth degree. They don't want to know about customer service, providing toilets or putting seats out the front of the buildings, you know, so people can sit down for a rest on a hot day or whatever, you know. They don't give a fuck for any creature, sort of just basic considerations. And plus they are importers of sometimes absolute shit, right? You know, this shit doesn't work. It shouldn't be put up for sale, you know. And the buying public has grown exceedingly wary of their antics, you know. So unless their power tools come with a 3-year warranty, no one fucking buys them, you know, because they're just shit. And, having stripped and rebuilt a couple of them. Well, what happens is, so they're selling 1 litre tins of gloss white epoxy. And if I get in early tomorrow, there should be a tin or two still in the store. Hopefully, you know. Then I can finish my toolboxes off with a nice glossy white coat. And then that job is done, you know. The what else? And about a year and a half back, I put in I fucking hate Aldi. I'd like to bloody strangle, you know, these fucking dead shit executives and all that sort of shit. Is that I put in to get one of their SIN cards, and then what they did is during the registration process, I said, "Oh, your details don't seem to be matching the things on the national database. Oh, could you please provide us your bank account details?" You know, oh. And I said, hang on a second, every time I've gone to register a SIM card under my name, it's always worked. So what the fuck are you cunts coming out with? And then I called them, and it goes to a foreign call centre full of cunts, you know. Have you tried turning the phone on and off again? Or off and on again, you know. And I said to them, you fucking cunts, the fucking... What's this registration process saying my information I'm giving you is incorrect when it is correct? And I put that through to two ministers for telecommunications in Australia. And they're as lazy as all fuck and nothing's being done, you know. And, 6 months later, oh, no, we don't have your fucking phone number on our bloody... No, we don't have anything from you here, you know. And because what I wanted to do is... Hello, little one. Hello. G'day. Here's a possum. What happened is there's a number of organisations in Australia that are comparatively fucked, you know. One of them is Lifeline, and some of the people... some of the time are actually really fucking switched on people. It can be either in terms of their knowledge base or they're just decent sort of kind people to have a chat with, you know, like, you know, just day-to-day things, you know, and that can be really good. But most of them are fucked up feminists and they're just argumentative and idiots and they don't know what they're talking about and they're no fucking good for anything. Yet there's hundreds of them on the fucking, oh, we want more volunteers. We'll have fucking imbeciles that aren't good for shit, and, you know. And then there's what is called Men's Line Australia. And I've, because I'm pretty fucking savage, you know. You know, and this is run by, you know, the Department of fucking Feminists or some shit, and it's to keep every man under scrutiny that calls up, you know. And you can't ring with a soul. You can't ring with an unlisted... You can't ring with an unlisted phone number. You know, and they record all the conversations and anything that they can get you for, they will. So they're a bunch of duplicitous cunts, you know. Straight out. And, you know, so, you know, there's been some remarkable people I've run into, met in these phone services who have been really fucking good, you know what I mean? They have been remarkable. But most of them are complete fuck-ups, you know. And the phone services leave, you know, they leave a lot to be desired, you know. And they don't have any fucking accountability, you know. You know, for these fucking bitches going, you're a fucking patriarch. You've got internalised misogyny and you're a toxic male and you're from the patriarchy. You know, don't you talk to me like that. You know, that. Maybe not those words, but that's the attitude, you know. And yeah. So that's a big thing. Yeah, so anyway, so these fucking ministers have been, you know, the fucking cunts running Aldi have had their fingers up their asses, you know. Oh, good, have you tried turning the phone on and off again? It's not the fucking phone, it's the registration process, you know. The ministers, two of them in a row, ministers for telecommunication, are just useless fucking cunts, you know. Back on. Yeah. Tossing on the bike headlight. Wow, isn't that good? That's one thing, you know, that Aldi, when they did purchase the bicycle lighting kits, they were fucking good lights, you know. That's on low beam. And I swear to God, you know, two of these lights turned up high are a lot better than most fucking car headlights. They really are good, you know. But, yeah, this is low beam, you know. And, don't look into the bright light, you'll go blind. Oh. Oh, that's nice. A bit of green tea with a dash of lemon. And, yeah, so both of these fucking telecommunications ministers have been just sitting there with their fingers up their fucking asses. And, yeah, basically I took the issue up with them, was saying, fucking Aldi is telling me that my details are incorrect when they're not, and they refuse to register my fucking SIM card unless I give them my fucking bank account details, which is bullshit. It's got nothing to do with you know, they're faking, saying your information is incorrect, you know. And so they're not entitled to it under any sort of terms, you know. And, yeah, because I was thinking about starting up a men's line, you know, and getting, you know, rotating shifts and all this sort of stuff. You know. And that could be a big project, you know. And I mean, I like talking to people, but I'm not sure I want to be talking to fucking people all day, you know what I mean? So I have to get some fucking sane volunteers, you know, sane and capable volunteers. And, you know, to register the sort of... and to register the sort of whole process and sort of, I don't know, because there's this whole thing, like, you don't want stupid cunts running anything, you know. But, you know, when I was working on the sort of, let's go back through the fucking getting coerced into prostitution type issues, and looking for people to help me help myself. There was one psychiatrist, and she said, I said, look, well, the first thing is, you know, I don't want to be taking any drugs because I've had my run with them, you know, smoking a bit of dope and drinking a bit of booze and stuff, you know. I said, self-medicating doesn't solve anything. And I want to know if you can help me to help myself by working my way through these issues. So this fucking dumb bitch, well, the first thing she said was, oh, well, how about we put you on a course of antidepressants? And I said, aren't you fucking listening, you know, you dumb cunt? Well, not those words, but, you know, that was the intent. You know, aren't you fucking listening, you dumb cunt? You know, I just said I don't want to do drugs because they don't solve anything, you know. And I've run my course with them. I don't want to be back on anything, you know. And I just basically told her to fuck off because she's just an imbecile, you know. Oh, have more medication. Oh, you're depressed. Oh, we better try a stronger medication or a different brand of medication. And, you know. And that's why I sort of like the, I'm not a universally unquestioning, oh, a bit more choking at what has started. I'm not an I'm not an unquestioning adherent of Alcoholics Anonymous, and most of the people in it, are fuckwits, you know, they're going to fail, you know. But I am a very firm believer in the process of recovery as outlined in the AA basic text, which, you know, saying, well, I've got a problem and I've lost control. I don't know how to deal with anything. I need help. And whatever your angle on spirituality or religion or fucking whatever it is, but so you say, well, you know, we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And then step three was like we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Now, I sometimes quote myself in respect of, oh, what is it? I sometimes quote myself in terms of, I have very little fucking respect for I have very little respect for organised religion, but, you know, I kind of recommend for non-addicts to experiment, like with a little bit of medical or competent sort of supervision, to have a go at trying magic mushrooms or LSD or peyote or whatever, you know what I mean? Just for the experience, you know. I don't think it's particularly good, but I think experience is good, you know, like, you know, how if you stick a knife in the fucking toaster and get, you know, a huge electric shock, you know, and you just go, fuck, wow, you know, I've just learned something. I just learned something about electricity, you know. You know what I mean? Because when you see how far out, how truly fucking far out, just being alive right here, right now, really is, you know what I mean? Then you go, geez, fuck, amazing, you know. And when you hear, you know, the proponents of taking LSD and microdosing and all this other fucking shit, you know, like idiots like Timothy Leary and all these other fucking cunts, they should be beaten, you know, big truncheon and just clubbed to their head, clubbed until their heads are fucking pulp, you know. Taking hallucinogens, you know, is just a bad idea. You know. Well, there's a couple of sticky noses pulling in over there. Oh, what's he doing? What's he doing in the park with a torch? Oh my God, fuck, what's going on? Oh, better have a look. Better have a look. Oh, fuck. They're about 200 metres away. Anyway, so, what was I going off on? Before I got into taking LSD and shit like that. Yeah, just don't. I think I recommend trying it, but then when you see how far out reality really is, you know, it's just like it's a huge fucking trip, and it just leaves all these cunts who take drugs for dead, you know. You know, they're fucking idiots, you know. But with AA, in terms of spiritual experiences, you know, I've had experiences that are just so far out, you know, like, you know, it's incredible, you know. I've been there and I've done it, you know. And, so with starting up a men's phone line, you know, for men, which is, doesn't have all these sort of fuckwit women in it, you know, and it's not run by fuckwit women. Oh, they're monitoring and scrutinising and taking down notes. What's their phone number and what did they say? And where were they on such and such? Oh, we better report this. Oh, fuck, you know. So you can get knowledge and experience, but things are so fucking rules and regulations and all this other sort of shit. You know, you got to be indemnified and you got to have a fucking insurance policy and you got to be qualified and all this other fucking shit, you know. Otherwise, I'll just sue you into oblivion, you know. And you'll be deregistered and the service will be shut down because it's a criminal offence to be offering services, you know. You know. And never mind that most of the regulated services are full of stupid cunts, you know. Absolute fucking imbeciles that shouldn't be in contact, you know, with the bloody public, you know. They shouldn't be allowed to fucking do it. So, yeah, so that's the sort of fiasco. I'd like to start with sort of the men's, not so much as overt men going their own way type stuff, but a men's phone line for men, by men, and only having competent men doing the service. And, you know, I'm not a shy little petal hiding in the corner, you know. But a lot of times I don't feel like fucking talking. I've got nothing to say, you know. And so, yeah, I'd like to get that started and running. But anyway, this is thanks to fucking Aldi. Well, the thing is with Aldi is they said, $5 a year. So that means you could have a phone and you don't do anything with it except take incoming calls. And it only costs you $5 a year. And I said, fucking beauty, you know. That's perfect. So that's the plan. Oh, God. But, you know, I'd also like to sort of... current psychologists... So current psychologists and psychiatrists, some of them... Yeah. God, I've met a lot of them that are just complete fuckwits, you know? A lot of them, they might be qualified, they might have ticked all the boxes at university, but what... Short haircut and thinning hair. Marvellous. That's the thing about being a guy. When you notice that you're getting a bit on the sort of thin on top sort of side. You notice that all the other guys are too. You sort of don't give a fuck, you know. Once upon a time it was, oh my God, what if I go bald? Oh my God, you know, and then... You find you are getting little bald spots and thins and a receding, bit thin on top and a receding hairline, and all you sort of think is like, better get a hat so the top of me fucking head doesn't get burnt, you know? But, yeah, that's the whole fucking epic drama of stupid cunts like who are running Aldi in Australia, and the stupid cunts who are the fucking federal ministers for telecommunications, you know? I got my finger up me ass. Oh, yes, 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 nothing's getting done, you know. And, and then you've got all the rules and regulations and all this sort of stuff, you know. And, you know, the idea is to get on board really clever men, you know, really clever men who have a considerable... variety of life experiences, you know. Some people are going to work for you, some people aren't, you know. But, yeah, I'd like to get that set up with a diversion service, you know. And so, you know, it's got to be sort of managed properly and responsibly, you know. You know. And one of those things that this sort of is just a sort of side thought is that... there's crap on my screen. Makes me look uglier. It's like, you know, I'm a big believer. I fucking hate people saying, oh, you shouldn't do this and you mustn't do that and don't do this and don't do that, you know. Well, how about you start off telling people what they can do and what's good to do and what's, you know, healthy to do and what's sane to do and how to make a difference and how to deal with issues, you know, rather than waggling the finger at them and going, oh, tut, 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 you mustn't do that, you know. So, yeah. It's a good bike headlight. And one of the things is when you're living in country areas, it's absolutely, you know, if there's a full moon, you can see quite well and there's almost no vehicles. There's a lot of roads. There might be one car every 2 or 3 hours, you know, past sort of sundown. There might be 1 or 2 cars in the whole fucking night, you know. You know? Well, you might be on the back roads, you know, that have, you know. You might see 1 or 2 cars going down that road a fucking week, you know, or a month, you know. But, yeah. So, you know, if you've got a bit of moonlight or a bit of starlight and you know the road, you can drive around for hours without any lights on, saving your batteries, and because you don't, sure, you need to be seen, but by who, you know? There's no other vehicles. You know, there's going to be three, between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m., there's going to be three cars in that night, and two of them have gone past already, you know. So, or three cars that night, you know. So that's why you can, that's why, you know, almost never have the fucking lights on when I'm riding around in the dark, you know. Because there's no one to turn them on for, you know. I don't, to be seen, but to be seen by who, you know. Plus, I've already got a good set of reflectors, you know, so they can see. That's really high-grade 3M Diamond brand reflective film that's used for safety signs and all that, you know, roadside sort of stuff, and it can be seen for fucking miles. So I'm lit up with those, so I can be seen for fucking, if they're coming at me with headlights, they can see me for fucking miles anyway, you know. And, you know, front, side and back, you know. And, yeah, you know. So the lights are simply complementary, you know, to those, you know. But they're, I believe in, you know, if you're going through areas where there's high sort of traffic, like, you know, two or three cars or, you know, whatever, you can turn the lights on the bicycle, you know. That's just saner. So anyway, that's it for now, MGTOW men. Have a good night and catch you later.